Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. If you want to connect with dragons, I would love to invite you to connect with the six technologies that the dragon use to help us refine our connection with these codes that are already present within us. So I just finished facilitating the second session of the Dragon Warrior Codex, which is my 6-week accelerator for light leaders to amplify their leaderships. And in this transmission, we activated these six technologies with such a high level of precision. Oh my goodness, the feedbacks were out of this world. So I want to share with you today these six technologies so you can tune into that. So remember that quantum technologies are already present within you when we talk about dragons, because it means that when you are attracted to connecting with dragons, when you find it fascinating, when you want to learn more about dragons, it means that you already have a relationship with them. So maybe not in this life, because I don't know about you, but I still haven't seen anything in physicality. I do see them in the etheric form though, and I love connecting with them. But not only that, I know that a lot of you, like me, you not only see yourself riding dragons, but you also see yourself becoming a dragon, being a dragon. So in the Dragon Warrior Codex, it is all about remembering that when we can feel, see ourselves riding a dragon or being a dragon, it's because we have this specific embodied genome. So it's like basically in another alternate reality, we are a dragon or a dragon rider. So I want to help you to activate these codes, these technologies within you, because it is absolutely mind-blowing. So here, of course, I'm not going to be able to go into details, because you need to receive like the codex to be able to fully activate these technologies. And you can still do so, like the doors of the Dragon Warrior Codex are still open until tomorrow. So like another, a little bit over 24 hours, I would say. So just let me know if you're interested. But I want to mention this because it is already going to help you activate your connection with dragons. So the first one is the dragon heart. The dragon heart is gigantic. It is bigger than you. So when you place yourself in a dragon heart, you feel that the field of love that you can perceive for yourself, but also for humanity, is huge. When you connect to this dragon heart, it is much easier to process trauma and to heal past wounds, to move through limitation, because you can be very present for your human by tuning into this field of unconditional love and compassion. So the first technology to activate is the dragon heart. Imagine the dragon heart all around you. The second technology is your backbone, your spine. So the spine of dragon is very strong, very solid. So it is a really fine balance between masculine and feminine frequencies. So you feel very strong, very powerful, but you also feel fluid, like you can move with life. So this backbone is going to allow you to be more courageous, but also to be able to open yourself up to serving more people. So basically, it is going to help you if you are afraid of being seen and heard, if you are scared of having critics, you know, criticism. The fear of criticism can be really paralyzing for us and prevent us from stepping more into our leadership and fulfill our purpose. So connect to the spine. Feel that your spine is strong. Feel like the spine of a dragon. The spine of a dragon is freaking strong, but it's also flexible. You can see a lot from this beautiful coded art behind me that illustrates everything.
That is the second technology. So the first one is the heart. The second one is the backbone, the spine. The third one is the eyes. And for me, this is what has come first and what allowed me to realize that, oh my goodness, I am actually a dragon in another reality, because I could see myself with gigantic dragon eyes. So you can feel two gigantic eyes, but also a third eye wide open. And for me, bizarrely, it's not the case for everyone, but the third eye is a vertical eye. So this allows you to open up your psychic abilities, your channeling abilities, your oracular prediction. It allows you to have a bigger vision, not only for your life, for your purpose, for your community, but for the whole of humanity. When we connect to our eyes or dragon eyes, this technology that we have present, then it means that we can tap into timelines of fifth dimensional frequency anchored in the new earth, into the new golden age, so we can see how to get there. This is the third technology. The fourth technology is the wings. So around the shoulder blades, we have a specific structure that allows us to have wings. So a lot of us, we can connect, for example, to angelic wings. It's easy. Dragon wings can be more challenging. Why is that? Because we need a strong musculature. So the wings and the backbone and all technologies actually really work together. But when you want to open your dragon wings, you want to have a strong back. So I highly recommend that you train and you exercise, you know, you become stronger in your physical body. The wings allow you to expand your stage presence, being seen and heard, sharing your unique voice, your unique message. But it is also the way that you can wrap your wings around the ones you love, your community, your clients, and bring them close to your heart and make them feel safe, make them feel protected. So the dragon wings also help you to travel. So you can travel in the quantum, but it also helps you travel around the planet. That is the fourth technology. So first is the heart, the second is the backbone or the spine, the third as the three dragon eyes, the fourth is the wing, the fifth is the dragon scale, and here it is helping us to refine our clairsentience, our ability to perceive. So like all of the scales of dragons actually have light codes. So each scale is a light code. So each scale has certain data, certain field of information to share with you. So in the Dragon Warrior Codex, we today learn how to receive the codex present in the scales. So the scales can literally make you feel and perceive every subtle shift happening on a frequency level, which is highly beneficial if you work as a coach, as a healer, as a mentor, you know, with one-on-one session or as a group, because you can feel any subtle shift present in the field and therefore direct your wisdom, your teachings, your offering at the highest to benefit all and to answer what is arising. So it gives us this like being like extra sensitive, but not in a negative way by sucking the energy of other people in and feeling depleted of energy. No, it is by perceiving and therefore responding, because these technologies work together. We're going to connect to the heart and the backbone and the wings and the eyes and refine our psychic abilities, our channeling abilities with great precision so we can serve at the highest. That's the fifth technology, is the skin. Also, the skin can kind of like tighten up these scales, the dragon scale tighten up, and they can become a shield, like an armor, extremely powerful. So when you use your wings and your dragon scales as an armor, nothing can come through. So if you ever experience psychic attack or you are experiencing a lot of intensity in life, you really want to know how to activate these dragon scales to become an armor as well as your wings, because it is extremely beneficial. And finally, last but not least, the last technology that we can activate is our dragon tail. And here today, I shared so much about that. Again, today it is just a short extract because you need to receive the whole codex to really perceive how to fully integrate it and embody it. But basically, I want you to already feel that you have actually a dragon tail, and that this dragon dragon tail, as you push it down, goes all the way down, 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 deep within the earth and connect with the earth. There are so many uses to this dragon tail. One of them is to be able to bring your purpose, your mission fully to life, to amplify your magnetism, to really be fully present as a leader, making the ground shake with your amazing, enlivening presence in this world. So when you use these six technologies together, oh my goodness, you are an unshakable force of nature with such a gigantic heart, so much magnetism that people are drawn into your field. They want to receive your codes. They want to receive your offerings. They want to receive your wisdom. So you need to understand how to activate and co-create with these six quantum technologies, and your life will change completely. The first time I shared this was 2 months ago, and the students that received that to this day still share the downloads that they receive about these six technologies. And it's amazing, because once you activate these technologies and you play with them every single day, you understand more and more the intricacies of these technologies for you. So for example, for me, I would use the dragon scales and perceive the light codes present. So these light codes have a specific frequency. When you use these scales with your heart center and your backbone and your wings and your vision and your tailbone, it means that you can literally perceive all the souls that you are here to serve. And these light codes are gonna be activated and create quantum resonance, which is basically the law of attraction, which is a lot easier to bring into the field the people that are here to receive from you, but also to help with the landing of your manifestation, what it is that you are here to bring into this life. So I would use usually these scales in co-creation with my heart and technologies for that. But I don't want to go into too many details, because it's very challenging to explain, but there is a lot happening with my family, and me and my siblings, we are experiencing a lot of psychic attack from our dad. Nice, isn't it? So it is so intense that actually my siblings talk to me about it and how it's affecting their kids. Like literally their kids are being psychically attacked during their dream state. They have also heaps of problems happening, you know? As soon as they say that, I felt like, vroom, like this, my dragon was coming fully to life. What happened is that my scales, the dragon scales technology that I have fully activated, they became this very forceful shield, and I felt that my wings opened up and that I took not only my kids but also my siblings and their children underneath my dragon body, underneath my body, my wings. And so they were present there, and for days onwards, every time I tuned in, what happened is that I could feel that I was a freaking shield, a dragon shield. It's happening to me. All of these projections, all of these demonic frequencies that were thrown at us were just like bam, bouncing back, you know, like bullets, like boom, boom, boom. And I was like, yeah, nothing can fucking touch me and my family. You think you can bring me down? Try again. Because once the sovereign dragon has come fully to life and remember the truth of her divinity, nothing can bring her down. So this is the power that comes from embodying the codes of the dragon warriors. And it is only starting, because so many of you here, so many of us are actually dragon warrior coded. And we are here to remember what it means to activate that, to use these technologies, not only to protect ourselves and our families from lower-end projections and psychic attack, but also to activate the amplification of the manifestation, the landing of the new golden age, the new earth that we are here to experience all together. So we are not here to play small. We are here to play big, because the dragon is big. The dragon fucking takes space and is not apologetic about that. Oh, no one. I'm not special. Yes, you are. You're special, unique. You are divine. Invincible, eternal, and immortal. Of course you're fucking special. Who do you think you are to play small? It's enough to play small. Now we need people to rise up and embody these technologies, embody their dragon heart, embody their dragon codes, because we were born to do that. Dragon coded people are awake awakening in masses. They need guidance. And this is why I'm sharing this. This is why there is the Dragon Warrior Codex. Again, you can join for the next 24 hours and that will be it for this intake. So I would love to invite you to join, because the ability that you have to connect with these different technologies is tremendous, because all the people that join me in any of my programs, all of a sudden, they have their psychic abilities, their channeling abilities amplifying like crazy, because you are plugged into my system. This is like quantum technology, quantum work that I do, because you say yes to receiving this. And because I'm so open psychically, then you are also open psychically. So like the students that receive this piece of the codex today about the six technologies and how to activate them, oh my goodness, what they were sharing as feedback, they could see, they could feel, they could hear, they had so many freaking downloads, they could feel it in their body, and they cannot wait to use it. So if you're interested into joining the Warrior Codex, this is the final call. I'm not sure how I'm gonna offer it again. It could be later this year, it could be not for another year. I don't know, I will see how I'm guided, but I will keep on sharing more about dragons and channeling and psychic abilities, because I love it, because you are freaking amazing. You're already channeling even if you don't know it. You just need to learn how to do it. So remember to follow me, comment on my post, share with your friends, because the more you do so, the more you will catch me live, because you will be notified. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Glenn. Nice to see you. Thank you all for being here. I love you dearly, and I will see you next time in another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. Bye for now. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.